Hey, this is CBP Audio Boo number 47 and Avengers number 206. And so this is kind of a dog of an issue. We have it's just a single issue story, as you know, of course, most Avengers issues or most comic books were back in the day, just kind of one and done. This is the one redeeming thing about this particular issue is it was drawn by Gentleman Gene Colan. So it was a pretty nice surprise to open this book up and, you know, get that art. But this is the origin, the attack, and the eventual demise of the villain known as Pyron the Thermal Man. And you know, not thermal as in wearing long underwear or, you know, wearing, you know, plaid flannel shirts and, you know, rocking out in a grunge band in Seattle. This was a an arsonist hired by a fuel company to commit arson for a rival corporation. And but the people that hired him double-crossed him, you know, they wanted to cut all ties, you know, cut all loose ends. So they rigged his bomb, his, you know, fire bomb or whatever, to explode before he could get clear. And the fire bomb mixed with the chemicals, and he became Pyron, the Thermal Man. And Pyron is out for revenge. So he starts basically burning New Jersey to the ground, which, you know, I kind of have to shrug my shoulders. I'm like, well, eh, okay. But the Avengers decide, well, I guess we better put a stop to this. So they, you know, but they, before they can get out there, they see that the Human Torch actually is on the scene. And they're like, well, the Torch is there, you know, fighting fire with fire. So, you know, hey, we're in good, you know, good shape. No. Even the Human Torch is no match for Pyron the Thermal Man. So they, you know, Captain America's like, all right, Avengers assemble, let's go, start up the Quinjet. So it's the Beast, Wonder Man, Iron Man, Vision, Wasp, Scarlet Witch, and Jocasta, and Cap, of course, at the helm. the Flyers, Vision, Iron Man, and Wonder Man, you know, they go in first, but it's so hot that Wonder Man is literally on fire. Iron Man is barely holding on, and the Vision, the best thing he can do is just stay intangible, else otherwise he his circuits will melt. So the rest of the Avengers don some heavy duty fire suits made up of asbestos dense asbestos molecules. I guess, I don't know, was asbestos not a danger at this time? I don't know. So anyways, they get there, they start battling Pyron. Well, not so much fight Pyron as play defense the whole time. I thought this was funny. Basically, like, they find Iron Man at some point, and they're like, what's up with Iron Man? And he is literally encased in ice. Vision was like, yeah, his cooling system recognized that the heat was too much, so it took all the remaining power and encased him in ice to save him. I'm like, so it wouldn't just maybe take over the propulsion system and get him the F out of there. It just encases him in ice. Anyways, it's the Wasp who eventually saves the day by she has this foam bomb that the firefighters were trying to use, but they couldn't get nearly close enough to him because of the heat. She busts open this foam bomb on Pyron. He kind of turns back into a regular guy. They take him into custody, et cetera, et cetera. That's pretty much the end of the issue. Like I said, not really much there, but hopefully the next issue will have a little bit more for us to chew on.